Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Kingdom Life Ministries broadcast. I'm your host, Alberta Mitchell. I will be leading you in prayer this morning. If you would like to join us live, the number is 646-929-2091. Again, the number is 646-929-2091. Every Saturday morning, we give the Lord our prayers, our intercession. We give the Lord the concerns of our hearts, and we hope that you would join us. Now we begin our prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and give you praises, God, for another day. We bless your name for this day, God. You are a gracious God. You are a good God. And we say glory to your name. We bless you, God, for all your goodness. Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your long-suffering toward us. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. You are the great God. There is nobody besides you, God. You are the only God. And we lift our voices, and we give you the praises, and we give you the glory and the honor for who you are in our lives. You move mountains. Oh, God, and we say thank you. We bless your name today, Father, for you are a good God, full of mercy and grace. And, Lord God, on this day we worship you. We give you the glory. We bless your name. You're awesome to us. We thank you, Lord God, how you send down the blessings as we lift you up, as we praise you. God, we thank you that you bless us each and every day. You bless us with our health and our strength. You bless us, God, with the activity of our limbs. You bless us, God, with our right mind. You bless us, God, with hearing and speech. You bless us, God, with jobs and cars. You bless us, God, with roof over our head. You bless us, God, with food. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. And we praise you, hallelujah, for these things that you do. Thank you, Lord. This time, God, we want to set aside to honor you, to give you the glory, God, as we come before you today. We ask you to see the desires of our hearts, that we seek after you, Lord, and that we run after you, and that we give you our prayers and the supplications of our hearts. Oh, God, we turn to you because you are the only God. There is nobody else besides you. Lord God, we humble ourselves before you. We depend on you, Lord. We don't take self-will in our own hands and depend on ourselves. But, God, we depend on you. Oh, God, we depend on you. Lord God, give us an excellent spirit, even in the midst of challenges, even in the midst of when things go wrong. Let us not complain or murmur, but God, give us an excellent spirit in the name of Jesus so that we will worship you, God, in spirit and in truth. Guide us, Lord, in the right direction. Oh, Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come down, God. Let the kingdom of God come to the earth. And let the peace of God reign. Father, we know that you said there'll be wars and rumors of wars. But give us peace, God. Your children, your church, your sons and your daughters, give us peace in our homes, peace on our jobs. In the name of Jesus, Father, we want your perfect will to be done in our life. Your will is what we seek after, Jesus. Not our own will, but thine be done. Help us, Lord, to remain focused on the things that you would have us to do. And don't get off track. Don't allow the enemy to get us off track. But God,
in the name of Jesus. God, is by your strength and your power that we've made it thus far. We could have been dead and gone. But God, by your strength and your power, you've caused us to live. Some of our childhood friends are dead and gone. Some of the people we've worked with is dead and gone. Some of our relatives are dead and gone. But God, you help us to live. You put purpose down in our souls. And Father, we say thank you. We bless your name. You caused us to live. And we thank you, God. And we bring forth the word of God that you gave to us. We shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, God. You've not allowed the desires of evil men to overtake us. Thank you, God. Lord, evil men run after us. Evil men sit and think how they can trip us up. But God, you don't allow them. You put a candle and a light on the inside of our soul, and you sit us in the high place that we will not stumble and fall. Oh, God, we say thank you. Keep us safe from harm and danger. We decree and declare right now there will be no accidents, no incidents, no mishaps. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. God is the lift of our head. Oh, God, thank you. We bless your name. Lord God, give us a clean heart. Thank you, Lord. Renew a right spirit on the inside of us. Forgive us, Lord, of our sin. Forgive us, Lord, of our trespasses. Forgive us, Lord, of things we've done wrong before you. God, we repent before you for the wrongs that we have done. Oh, Lord, we say forgive us, God. Forgive us, Lord. Give us another chance to show that we seek after you and we want to be like you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We repent before you, God. We repent because we've caused others to suffer. We repent for the things that we have said. We repent for the wrong that we have thought. Forgive us, Lord. Then help us to forgive others. We bind the spirit of offense. We bind the spirit of being easily offended. It will not operate in our lives where we are torn and broken and hurt. God, build us up. Make us strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. We cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord. And we declare that we have a clean thought life. We have creativity in our thoughts. We have constructive thoughts. We have right thoughts. Not thoughts of being a victim, but thoughts that we are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus that loves us. the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We will think on good things and have strategies to reach our purpose and our destiny. God, give us plans and ideas. Open up the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to us so that we are able to move forward and not step backward. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, cause us to be productive and walk by faith in everything that we do. Open doors, God, that would otherwise be closed. We humble ourselves before you, knowing that good things happening in our lives is coming now. Oh, we decree and declare that good things are coming now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God Almighty, you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. Father God, in the name of Jesus, give us a spirit of perseverance no matter what happens. Spirit of the living God, help us, God, to pass every test in the name of Jesus. Remove the spirit of disappointment, discouragement, and depression in the name of Jesus. We know that we have not been forgotten. You have not forgotten us, God, but you keep us on your mind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Things will happen for us. Doors will open for us. Father, we thank you that you keep us encouraged that things will happen for us. Help us, God, to persevere through the tough times. We will not allow disbelief to come into our system because we believe you, Lord, and we believe the promises of God. In the name of Jesus, we believe your promises, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord God, cause us to give our best in every situation, knowing that whatever we sow, we shall also reap. We don't want to give second best. But God, cause us to give the best of ourselves. Father God, you told us to pray and stand in the gap. We intercede right now on behalf of our cities. Father, there are cities experiencing gang violence and drugs, wildfires, robbery, prostitution, pornography, all kinds of evil. Kidnapping, all kinds of evil. Oh God, oh God, oh God. By your spirit and your power, bring a visitation to our city. Turn the cities, God. Have mercy on our city. Cause the righteous in the city to rise up and pray. Give us a righteous indignation to not tolerate sin. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, cause the righteous to stand in the gap for city. Cause the righteous to intercede for cities that are in trouble. In the name of Jesus, Lord, cause the righteous to stand in for cities. Father, by your spirit and by your goodness, don't allow evil to overtake our cities, but cause them to be made cities of the living God. Father, in the name of Jesus, just like in the day Jerusalem was your city and everybody in Jerusalem worship God, because you, Lord God, to have cities that worship you, cities that praise the Almighty God, cities that honor the Lord and honor your Sabbath. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, touch men in government, mayors, city councilmen, and county executives. God, give them a prayer life. Cause them to bow the knee to Jesus. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that we can have help in our city. We thank you, Lord, so that the government can do the will of God in our cities. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, that you provide for us daily and we do not fall into lack. But, oh, God, you cause cities to stand. You replenish the storehouses of the city in the name of Jesus. Cause the cities to cry out to God. Oh, God, those cities that are on the docket for judgment, God, have mercy. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, Lord. Don't flood the cities. Don't burn the cities, but cause the righteous to cry out in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, open doors, God, for the poor, the homeless, the orphans, the widows. Touch our hearts with compassion, that we will have the heart of God and reach out to those less fortunate to us in our cities. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, bring an end to corruption, embezzlement, murder, thievery in the cities across America in the name of Jesus. Bring a revival, Lord. Bring a revival to our cities. Holy Spirit of God, bring a revival. Holy Spirit of God, bring a revival to our city in the name of Jesus. Bring us back to prayer. Bring us back to honoring God and making you first place in our lives, God, as we walk in our homes, in our stores, on our jobs, in our cities. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, you said that we can decree and declare, and it will be so. We are blessed in the country and blessed in the city. We are blessed coming in and blessed going out. We are the head and not the tail. The enemies that rise against us one way will flee seven ways. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every negative word spoken against us fall to the ground with no effect on our life. Our children are blessed of the Lord. Our families are blessed. We are blessed above measure on our job, in our schools, every place that we go. The blessing of the Lord is on us. We will not scrape the bottom of the barrel, but God, you have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Lord, we rise up and take territory. You've given us the city. We pray that our cities will not be overrun with unemployment and foreclosures. But God, hallelujah, God, stop the unemployment and stop the foreclosures and stop the poverty trying to run rampant in our city. The spirit of poverty is bound from operating in the name of Jesus. Every city that we belong to is blessed today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we will not experience financial drought, but there will be more than enough to meet every need. I decree and declare it right now. The spirit of poverty, debt, and lack is bound from operating against us. Bound from operating against us. You foul spirit of poverty and debt, I bind you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to go back to the pit of hell where you came from in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let there be whole cities in revival, whole cities honoring God, whole cities with wealth and jobs, whole cities that are prosperous, whole cities that eradicate evil, whole cities where goodness prevails. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hey, we give you the glory, God. We give you the praise. Lord, remove the spirit of destruction and the spirit of confusion from our cities. Remove the spirit of death, taking the lives of many. Remove the spirit of death from our schools. Remove the spirit of death from our courtrooms. Remove the spirit of death from our jobs. Remove the spirit of death from our homes. Remove the spirit of death is bound from operating. In the name of Jesus. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. We have life, and that more abundantly. The saving of lives, the well-being of others. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, intervene for us. Step in our situation, God. Oh, God, step in. Step in, God, step in. Turn around every bad situation in the name of Jesus. Turn it around. Everything that the devil meant for evil, turn it around for our good. Oh, God, you said in your word that you would overturn and overturn until you give it to the one who's right that it is. Thank you, God. It's the right of the children of God to have the things of God that you have promised to us. Thank you, Lord. We are inheritors. Thank you, God. We have a new testament and a will that the Father God has given to us. And we inherit the promises of God. Thank you, Lord. Step into our situation. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the keeper of our souls, our rock. We put our trust in you. We will never be made ashamed. Lord, touch our bodies and bring healing. That devil is a liar. I bind the spirit of sickness, misery, and pain and weakness from all over our bodies. Sickness, go back to the pit of hell. Weakness, go back to the pit of hell where you came from. I bind the spirit of infirmity now in the name of Jesus. Get your hands off of God's people. Hey, God. Let the power of healing, let the power of wholeness, let the power of health come into these bodies in the name of Jesus. Hey! Remove lack from our finances, God. Give us more than enough to meet every need. Our God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Supply the need, God. Supply the need of your people. Supply the need of the righteous. Supply the need of cities that are in need. In the name of Jesus. Go, Holy Ghost. Go, Holy Ghost of God, into hospitals, foster homes, nursing homes. Go, Holy Ghost of God, and stop the abuse and the sickness that the suffering are being subjected to. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help those families that have people in nursing homes and hospitals. God, we stand in the gap. In Jesus' name. Bring a turnaround to our situation, Lord. Bring a miracle for those that are in the hospital that want to come home. Those that are in the nursing home that want to come home, God. Oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bring a turnaround. Bring a turnaround. Bring a turnaround, God. Bring a turnaround to every soul in need, to every soul that needs redeeming, to every soul that needs restoration, to every soul that needs restoring. Bring a turnaround. Those that are on the street corners, those that are inebriated with alcohol and drugs, bring a turnaround, God. Help us to reach out. Don't allow us, God, to be closed up in our comfortable home and not reaching out to the poor and those that are discouraged in the cities, in the countries, and in the fields. But oh, touch the heart of the righteous. Stir the heart of those evangelists. Stir the hearts of the missionaries. And help us to bring a turnaround in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're our strength. Strengthen our minds so that we are able to go out and minister to others in the cities, in the neighborhoods, in the name of Jesus. We believe you, God, that the latter day harvest is coming. We will not be afraid, but we go out in boldness. I bind the spirit of fear and unbelief, and we believe, God, that revival is coming to this country. Revival is coming to our city. We believe God. And we go in our hearts. Let your divine favor come over our life. Prevail for us, God. Prevail. your strong hand. Prevail with your mighty spirit, God. Prevail, God, with your power. Prevail for us. Prevail for us. Oh, God, over the attacks of the enemy, you are our strong hand. You teach our hands to war and fingers to fight. Lord, destroy the plans of the enemy and divert us from all hindrances. We bind the spirit of hindrance in the name of Jesus. You foul spirit, we decree and declare today that the spirit of hindrance is bound from operating against us. Loose us, devil. Get your hands off of us, you hindering spirit. In the name of Jesus, every obstacle is removed. In the name of every stumbling block is moved out of our way. Every stumbling block is moved out of our way. We have power over all the power of the enemy. We have power over unclean spirits. We have power over stubborn, rebellious spirits in the name of Jesus. And they are bound. The stubborn spirit is bound. The rebellious spirit is bound from operating against us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Every wicked spirit, every contrary spirit is bound from operating against us. And we loose the spirit of God. We loose the power of God. We loose the anointing of God to take control of the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God is on our side. Lord, send our angel help. Send your angel army. Send angelic assistance. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Ship paperwork for promotion on job. Ship paperwork for housing and apartment. Ship paperwork for jobs for the unemployed. Ship paperwork. Everything that you have designed for us will happen. We speak it into the atmosphere. It will happen. Devil, in the name of Jesus, we bind your work from coming against our blessing. We come against you by the blood of Jesus. Every unclean spirit, the blood. We rebuke the enemy by the blood of Jesus. Cause us to receive those things that you set aside for us, God. Cause our names to be pulled. God, let it be our time for a blessing. In the name of Jesus, cause our names to come to the forefront, God. Oh, God, let it be our set time for a blessing. In the name of Jesus, we will glorify you, God. We won't fail you, but we will obey your commandments, Lord. With all our heart, God, help us, God, to obey you. Cause we run after you, Lord. We seek after you. And we love you. we want to obey. We want to trust and obey. We honor you now. We bless your name. Bless our families and our loved ones. Cover them under your umbrella of safety. Father, in the name of Jesus, all of our sons and daughters, all of our brothers and sisters, all of our fathers and mothers, all of our husbands and wives, bless them, God. Even our distant relatives and cousins, bless them. Cover them in your arm of protection. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Bring salvation and the faith of Jesus Christ to every city, every state, every country. Cause your, oh God, to come and bring a revelation to the nations of the world. Bring a revelation to those that want to know you. Bring a visitation, God, that to those that want to see you. And God, don't leave us out, Jesus. Give us a visitation. Give us a revelation. Don't leave us out, Lord. We want to see you. We want to know you. We want to bless your name. We want to give you the praise. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Bless us as we travel on this day. In the name of Jesus, give us traveling mercy. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on us, God, and our resources. Oh, Lord, bless us, God, with resources. Bless us, God, with what we need. Bless us, God, with health and strength. Bless us, God, with healing and deliverance. Bless us, God, and set us free from the chains of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We will be still and know that you are God. We will, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you the glory. Praise. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God. Thank you for joining us for this prayer today. Bless the Lord. Be blessed today. In Jesus' name. Amen.